gentlemen, if you feel unworthy, you are the perfect candidate to be saved from hell and saved to heaven. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, episode number 470, titled, If You Feel Unworthy, You Are the Perfect Candidate to Be Saved from Hell and Saved to Heaven. Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Do you question Jesus Christ and His Word? Do you have doubts about whether God truly loves you? Do you desire a relationship with Him, but you feel unworthy? Does living a lifestyle that is pleasing in His sight seem impossible? Do you have yet to discover or feel incapable of living the purpose He destined you for? Do you suffer from shameful memories of your past and your past sins? Do you feel hurt? Do you feel dirty? Do you feel broken or misunderstood? Do you bear the guilt of your sins, your failures, your errors and mistakes? Do you struggle with sins or any form of addiction? Do you feel that you've reached your goals, but there's still something missing in your life? Dear friend, if you feel unworthy, you are the perfect candidate to be saved by Jesus. Do you know that you are the perfect candidate for God's unfailing love, grace, and mercy? Do you know that He still loves you and has a special place within the body of Christ that is just for you? By the way, as the old folks used to say, there's still room at the cross for you. Jesus Christ said in Luke 5:32, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Did you know that God knows everything you've done or have been through? He knows exactly how you feel, where it hurts, and all the hidden things in your heart. He knows all about your sins, and He still wishes to have a relationship with you, and He still loves you, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Holy Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Did you know that we cannot overcome the forces of the enemy? Sin, our flesh, the devil, the things of this world, and the everyday stresses of life on our own. We need God's help. Did you know that God doesn't expect us to? The Bible, the Holy Bible, says in Zechariah 4:6, Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Don't try to make yourself acceptable to God through your own effort, for it is impossible. Call upon the Lord, only He can make you clean. The Holy Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin and failure are in human nature. Sad to say, but it is true. Eternal death is the consequence, but Jesus Christ, being in the flesh, sacrificed himself for our sins so that we would have the opportunity, the joy, and the privilege to live eternal life, to have everlasting life by reaching out to him in faith, believing in Jesus Christ by faith and being born again. The Holy Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that includes you. Are you in this world? I know you feel unworthy, but are you in this world? Are you still living in this world? Well, then God loves you. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, the word whosoever means anybody at any time, red, yellow, black, or white, we're all precious in God's sight. God loves you. Jesus said, whosoever believeth in him, the word believeth means to have faith in, to have trust in. In him who? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, which makes him God, by the way, should not perish. That means you will not go to hell, even though you feel unworthy and feel like you should go to hell. That's, you are a good candidate to be saved from hell and be saved to heaven, for the verse finishes by saying, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. Dear friend, the Holy Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So do not wait, dear friend. Jesus paid it all on the cross for you. He paid your sin debt. Even though you feel guilty, and even though you feel unworthy, as we all should feel, Jesus paid it all on the cross. He paid your sin debt. Forgiveness and redemption is available to you right now, today. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29, come unto me, all ye that labor. And heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and the free pardon of your sins, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for your soul, salvation from the power of sin and from the punishment of sin in that awful place called hell. Please pray with me what we call the sinner's prayer. Mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before, I have stolen things before, I have lusted after people and things before, I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures and my faults, as I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again by the power of God, your power. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and present. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my book titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, free of charge. The gospel track this podcast is based on is published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at mwtb.org. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time.